We can start early right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell as we continue our conversation with the Vice President of Communications and Television Analyst for the Indiana Pacers, Quinn Buckner. And right now we are anxious to get your thoughts on the brand new season. The Pacers have taken the floor. They've got a couple games under their belt, but they're playing a different brand of basketball. It's faster, it's more up-tempo, and they're going to score more points. What are your expectations for this year?
Well, I think the one thing that I think Larry Bird, who's runs our operation, is causing people to is we expect to have some success, but it's going to take time. I mean, you already noted, you got seven new players, you got a new scheme, you got a coach who really hasn't run this scheme before as a head coach. So you're putting a lot of that's a lot of ingredients into something. I mean, when you're trying to get a recipe of success. And what all of that has to do is bring out chemistry, and that's going to change and evolve. So I think it's going to be a while before we really figure out what it's going to be. The expectation is that this team comes together and has a legitimate chance to make the playoffs, which it did not last year. But first of all, Paul George is back.
Yes.
There's no doubt about that. we've seen that through the preseason, through the early games. He's a guy that just has a way about him. Where he can score. He's one of the best two-way players in our game. There's just no doubt about it, and that is back. In addition, Larry and Kevin Pritchard went out and got Monte Ellis, which I think is a terrific pickup.
Yes.
Monte Ellis is about 19-point-a-game score. Was at Dallas last year, terrific in the pick-and-roll, very aggressive, and he creates some opportunities. And we just work our way up and down the line. What this group is really trying to do is, like everybody else, it's pace and space. Pick up the pace, because that's what happened. Golden State did it, and everybody else is trying to do it. And some space where you can get guys going to the rim. Rodney Stuckey, who we got from Detroit 2 years ago, is really kicking in. George Hill has been solid. And there are more scorers on the floor now. I think the thing that that has to be a concern early is you really don't become a team until you're solid defensively. And that doesn't happen right away. Though you've had training camp and some preseason games, you've got to get in games and guys have to become accustomed to what the strengths and weaknesses of one another are, how they can best support, how they can do what they need to do. And that's been part of the challenge. I think you won't really know what you have to Larry Bird, Donnie Walsh, and Kevin Pritchard until after the first 20 games, and then you go from there.
Yeah, you know, Quinn, whenever a team acquires new players, obviously it takes time for everyone to form bonds, to develop that camaraderie. That key component, obviously, is chemistry. Who do you look to on and off the floor to accelerate this priority?
Well, that's a great question. I think that's part of the question that they've got to answer for themselves.
Okay.
And then that doesn't always take place just on the court. That's always part of guys going to dinner. Because what they're looking – what we all kind of look for – not kind of look, you're looking for the person who's going to lead this. Monte's got more experience. He's 30 years old, but he came out of high school. Paul's 25 years old. So he's a young man, and there's a tendency to look at the best player and expect them to automatically lead because they're the best player. Well, that is somewhat dependent on their personality and do they fully understand and embrace being a leader, because it requires an entirely different mindset than just being prepared to follow somebody. You have to set an example and a standard. And I've seen Paul work toward that. I mean, again, he's a young man who got success late in his basketball career. So after we drafted him, I think he's really started to see the success he can have. And he's really embraced the role. And I think he's got a legitimate shot at it. But I also think that Monte, because he's been in the league so long and has experienced so much, has got to be a part of that process. And Stuckey, so you look for some of your veterans to do that. So it may be a leadership position by committee. And as long as that committee is all moving in the right direction, and that'll happen for the most part, but you'll have blips where it's not, and you've got to be able to overcome the blips when things don't go well as when things do go well. Managing both of those, staying even keel, that's going to be the responsibility of the leadership. And right now I think it'll be by committee, but I think That's the thing that most has to come into play.
You were talking earlier about pace and space. Just curious, I mean, what led to the decision in the offseason to a change and have a different offensive mindset and approach? Because I understand what at the end of the season, I mean, President Larry Bird and your coach, Frank Vogel, I mean, they talked about making this type of switch.
Well, Larry, for people that don't know, is a strategic thinker. He really is, and he's a very rational person in terms of how he deals with people. Larry doesn't get overly emotional about anything. And it's funny because we were in the locker room. I walked in, which I don't have any business in there, but that's another story.
Yeah.
And he was sitting there, and I said to him, this is after the season, I said, Larry, you know we can't play this way. He looked at me, and he was sitting in a chair, and, you know, Larry's 6'9", almost 6'10". He looked up at me sitting down. He said, you don't think I know that? So it was, and all I could do was laugh. Because what became apparent last year, where there were times on the floor that your front court could barely get back into transition on the defensive end. And I'd seen it, you know, obviously I haven't done 80 of the 82 games. I'd seen it repeatedly that you just couldn't get back. So if you can't, you know, get into a defensive posture, all of the numbers about being one of the top defensive teams goes out the window. Now, anybody who's ever played basketball knows if you got big people, you got to run them.
That's right.
Well, the people that the Pacers had weren't, you know, no offense to them, that's just not their strength. It's running. So that became a big problem. And the game has evolved over the last 5 years, even though Don Nelson, who I played for years ago, tried to do this many, many years ago, it's much more up-tempo game. It's a wide-open game, three-point shooting game in terms of what people are looking to do, the efficiency. So they're looking to get either layups in transition or they're looking to get the three-point shots. If you don't have the right big people, you can't cover either one of those because your big people can't get back and they'll have a hard time covering it if they get back somebody that's shooting a three-pointer. Because guys run to the three-point lane now. They don't necessarily run for layups. So a big person who's not agile, who doesn't have versatility, the ability to move his feet, finds himself at a big disadvantage.
Yeah, the game has definitely evolved. And I also have to wonder about the success of the Golden State Warriors and their small ball and how much that has impacted across the league.
Oh, that was a huge impact. Because up until then, I wasn't totally convinced you could run and shoot threes and win a championship. I wasn't unique. I don't mean to make it sound like I'm some kind of guru. I don't think many people thought that. And that's why Golden State was so, I mean, they showed that this could be done. There are people who thought about it a lot, but they just weren't convinced that when you needed to get a bucket, which is, you know, a high percentage shot, that you could get one. Golden State managed to do that. And in the meantime, they managed to do it against, though he didn't have his top players, against the best player in the game. So I think that gave more credence to the fact that it could be done because they were able to take LeBron out of the game. And it's being able to take anybody out of the game, but to really spread it out and force other people to have to play against all of their great players. And you know, they also had a terrific – their combination of players are terrific. But you're right, there is the nature of most things, I think for those in business who are listening to this tonight, you have to understand this is a best practices kind of scenario. And that appears to be the best practice. So a lot of people have gone to it. But Larry Bird was going to it before Golden State won. He knew that Golden State had success, but he had prepared himself. I know Larry. Larry probably right around All-Star break knew we've got to look to change this now. In addition to that, you have players who are a little bit older because we had Scola, who's a really good player, and David West. And as they started to move along in their basketball careers, as I started to get to the end of mine, the thing that I knew was that it's clearly a young man's game. And when it's a young man's game running, it's a lot harder to do at 30 than it is at 25.
The great Quinn Buckner has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. And as we get ready to close out our interview, I think about the Pacers. You guys have great depth at the guard position, but obviously we're talking about how the game has evolved. It's changed. It's not necessarily a back-to-the-basket kind of game anymore. And Roy Hibbert has moved on. So who steps in and fills the gap at your center position? Who establishes and becomes your big man?
Well, Young Mahimi, whom we've had now for going on 3 years, had played well at spots, got hurt, and had been hurt in and out of the lineup. And he's the guy that you look to at center. He's more active on the pick and roll, which is the other big component in the pace and space kind of environment. He can cover that. He can block shots, and he can get back on the other end. So he's taking that on. We've got Jordan Hill, who was with the Lakers, who's a good player for us, and we think that's going to be good. But our draft picks that we've got, Miles Turner, the 6'11", 7-foot young man from Texas, you know, it's the Big 12, but that's Big 8 country. Same for you, anyway. He's a really talented player. Now, he's 19 years old, and we're trying to work with him to make sure we get his body prepared for the rigors of playing in the league. But there's no question about his talent. He's got NBA, big-time NBA talent. And then Joe Young is a player, four-year player from Oregon, who's actually from Houston down that way. So you got guys that can help fill into to spots, but some of them have to grow and learn the league. And I think that's going to be a little bit of a challenge for them and for the Pacers. But I agree with you. I think the key is depth. And I think the way the game actually is going is you're looking for really positionless, and I have to really emphasize that, positionless basketball. Because as you recall, early this season and some of the preseason, there was some concern about moving Paul George to the power four.
Stretch four, that became
a bit of a problem for Paul. And I just think it was a matter of a perspective and understanding. The game is always going to be about matchups. It's about matchups. If you're running back and forth, that's why you want to make sure you got teams, players that can do that. At four or at five, I don't care where Paul plays. He may have trouble matching up, but they're going to have trouble matching up with him. And that was the primary intent of putting him at four. A lot of fours are about Paul's size, which is 6'9", but he's a 6'9 guy that can play 1, 2, 3, or 4, particularly in the way the league is now. So another part of the evolution that you have going is just positionless basketball, and Larry's always been about that. Even back many, many years ago, guys, just play. Good players, it doesn't matter where you put them on the floor. Everybody thought Larry was unique. Bird was unique because all of a sudden he's a 6'10", small forward. Mm-hmm. He didn't care about that. Oh, he's a basketball player. If you're a basketball player, they don't care about where they play. They just want to play. And that's really where the game's headed.
He is simply the best. Quinn Buckner, Vice President of Communications and Television Analyst for the Indiana Pacers. An honor to have you on the show. And congratulations on going into the College Basketball Hall of Fame. That is huge. Thank you so much, Quinn.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.